Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Today, I will sign a series of historic executive orders. With these actions, we will begin the complete restoration of America and the revolution of common sense. It's all about common sense. First, I will declare a national emergency at our southern border. All illegal entry will immediately be halted, and we will begin the process of returning millions and millions of criminal aliens back to the places from which they came. We will reinstate my remain in Mexico policy.
Yeah, first day, all kinds of executive orders related to immigration, deploying troops to the border, ending catch and release. They're going to have to wait in Mexico while they receive permission to enter on the basis of asylum. Designating cartels as foreign terrorist organizations. God, I love that one. That's pretty interesting, because if they are foreign terrorist organizations, does that give you the authorization to engage in military action against them? On foreign soil? Maybe. Not domestically, because, you know, typically, you know, U.S. military is not chartered for domestic service. you know, the Posse Comitatus Act and all that. But that's a very interesting one. And
by invoking the Alien Enemies Act of 1798.
Brand new law.
I will direct our government to use the full and immense power of federal and state law enforcement to eliminate the presence of all foreign gangs and criminal networks, bringing devastating crime to U.S. soil, including our cities and inner cities.
So is he going to be successful at eliminating the cartels and the illegal criminal immigrants and at eliminating gang crime across the United States? I mean, I don't know. What if he only cuts it by 10%? Right? I mean, you know, well, these are outrageous things he's trying to accomplish. He can't possibly do all of that. What if it only works 20%? What if he only reduces the importation of death-dealing drugs and super violent criminal gangs and cartels? What if he only reduces it by a quarter? What if he gets it 75%? I mean, who knows? We'll see. You know, he says it's going to cut down on inflation, cut down on energy costs.
Inflation crisis was caused by massive overspending and escalating energy prices. And that is why today I will also declare a national energy emergency. We will drill, baby, drill. We will bring prices down, fill our strategic reserves up again, right to the top, and export American energy all over the world.
Now, my wife had an interesting suggestion. She says, no. Buy it from everybody else, and then when they run out, we'll still have a bunch. Different strategies. It's a very interesting, you know, corner of the market, but...
We will be a rich nation again. And it is that liquid gold under our feet that will help to do it. With my actions today, we will end the Green New Deal and we will revoke the electric vehicle mandate, saving our auto industry and keeping my sacred pledge to our great American auto workers.
I mean,
in other words, you'll be able to buy the car of your choice.
I love that last part. Just, you know, let the market decide. Let the market decide. So, you know, imposing tariffs or at least threatening to do them, including the creation of a new agency to... I actually thought this was very interesting. I had not heard that he was planning to do this one before.
For this purpose, we are establishing the External Revenue Service to collect all tariffs, duties, and revenues. It will be massive amounts of money pouring into our treasury.
The External Revenue Service, as opposed to the internal, which is, you know, for taxes. So, yeah, he created, and by the way, there was an executive order delivering emergency price relief for American families and defeating the cost of living crisis. Part of that had to do with being able to choose, you know, your gas engine if you want to, not subsidizing electric vehicles anymore or mandating them. Creating the Department of Government Efficiency. By the way, did you see Vivek Ramaswamy's out? He's out.
I saw that this
morning. In the flare-up over the H-1B visa issue with Elon Musk, and apparently it's been on the in the works for quite a while now, like weeks. But he's going to try to run for governor of Missouri. He's going to run for governor of some state anyway. But he's out of Doge. So remember the warning, which is that, you know, being part of Trump's group is not necessarily a permanent assignment. You're in and you can be out. You're fired, right? That's his catchphrase. Talking about,
after years and years of illegal and unconstitutional federal efforts to restrict free expression, I will also sign an executive order to immediately stop all government censorship and bring back free speech to America.
Just not in the name you use for the Gulf of Mexico.
Never again will the immense power of the state be weaponized to persecute political opponents. Something I know something about.
Indeed. That's fair.
We will not allow that to happen. It will not happen again.
I did think it was a teeny tiny bit ironic that the same time as he's talking about free speech and protecting people's free speech, that he's changing the names of things and telling other people to. Anyway, just a thought, an observation. Generally a very good speech ending race and gender stuff. We need to be a colorblind society, talking about, you know, qualifications and achievements, making us have only two genders, which all of that was already put into, or much of that was already put into executive order yesterday. There's more to come. I'll tell you in just a second. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. No accidents to report right now. I-10, I-110 are looking good. Even Highway 90 going to and from Pace and Pensacola are flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Speaking of cars, if you're thinking about buying a regular old car, you know, the kind that's not protected to be able to be purchased, or EVs, I mean, you know, Frontier sells everything. Frontier Motors has got great quality used cars, 2, 3, 1, 5 years old. They typically, they warranty them to, you know, 10 years and 100,000 miles, and they deal in cars where you can count on them. You get the same peace of mind of getting a new car, except you get it for the used car price. Like, that's their basic business model. And then take care of people after the fact, make them feel loved and valued, and follow up. Like, they followed up with us after we bought a car 6 months and a year later to make sure there wasn't anything wrong with it, which they volunteered to take care of, like one of the keys needed to be fixed. And they did that a year after we bought the car. Like, not because we complained, but because they asked. Called me and asked. I was like, who does this? Frontier. Well, that's why I love them, because I believe in them, because they're all, like, devoted servants of the local community and making, like, best practices for how to take care of their people. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. 437-1620, if you hear me say something you want to react to, pro or con, it's always welcome either way. The military, I mean, he's so many things. Putting all of the, I think it's about 8,000 people back in who objected to the COVID shot and were discharged.
And I will sign an order to stop our warriors from being subjected to radical political theories and social experiments while on duty. It's going to end immediately.
The one job, he says, of the American military is going to be to defeat America's enemies.
Like in 2017, we will again build the strongest military the world has ever seen. We will measure our success not only by the battles we win, but also by the wars that we end, and perhaps most importantly, the wars we never get into.
That's it. That's it. And again, on his watch, we didn't, right? And then on Biden and Obama and Bush and Clinton, everybody started wars. And some got invasions on their watch, too, right? Obama, Bush, and Biden all got, you know, Russia did something expansionary. And under Trump, nothing. So there is an interesting note, and it would be inappropriate of me to ignore it. I had a negative reaction to at least one section of his speech yesterday. Because I thought the speech was actually very good. And, I mean, yeah, the Gulf of America, but that's just the dumbest thing ever. And the Panama Canal.
See, I'm training you.
Yeah, it's not. The part that bothered me, and I'm going to play it for you and see whether it bothers you. This concerned me. Here's the part that I'm talking about.
The United States will once again consider itself a growing nation, one that increases our wealth, expands our territory, builds our cities, raises our expectations, and carries our flag into new and beautiful horizons. And we will pursue our manifest destiny into the stars, launching American astronauts to plant the stars and stripes on the planet Mars.
Going to Mars, great, but expanding territory, manifest destiny, ooh, that gives me the creepy jeepies. Because it sounds like imperialism. It sounds like empire. It sounds like taking over, conquering the 51st state north of the border, or Greenland, or Panama, or who knows. Now, historically, America was made by expanding territory. I mean, think Louisiana Purchase, right? So is the acquisition of new land historically been good for America? Oh, yes, absolutely. And we have engaged in a little bit of military conquest in the past. You may be familiar with some of the history. But that's then and not today, right? In today's world order, you can't simultaneously say, how dare Putin, Georgia? How dare Putin, Crimea? How dare Putin, Ukraine? How dare China, Taiwan, right? You can't say that and then turn around and be like, oh, we're totally taking Greenland. Conquest of foreign land is either acceptable or not acceptable. There's no fuzzy line here. And because he talks about this American ambition, I think that's my title for that, like, third part of his speech after he gets done with insulting the former presidents, fair, and also talking about the executive orders, appropriate, and he did more than he just talked about. But when he starts talking about ambition being kind of our core identity, and in conjunction with phrases like manifest destiny and expanding territory.
Ambition is the lifeblood of a great nation. And right now, our nation is more ambitious than any other. There's no nation like our nation.
Ambition to explore, ambition to create, ambition to innovate, ambition to just be prosperous, eradicate crime. Great. Ambition to take territory, which he didn't say, because you can acquire by purchase. But that was the one that I was like, sir, but sir. It was so good. Anyway, time will tell. And listen, I will do for him what I have done for every president that I've ever covered in journalism, which is when he does and says things that are right, praise. And when he does and says things that are wrong, criticism. And if he starts talking about military conquest, I've said it before and I'll say it again, that's impeachable behavior. Period. So negotiating tactic to try to acquire land of strategic significance or the place where we have lots of rare earth mineral deposits, Greenland. Great. Military invasion of Greenland, you've got to go. I mean, this is a clear, bright line. But we're not there yet, so, you know, we'll see. 723 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Oh, also, there's snow today. Somebody texted me earlier this morning. What's your lead story, the snow or Trump? Yeah. I mean, yeah. We are expecting to get 2 to 6 inches starting really midday, like noon to like 6, 7, 8 in that time. And there's a chance we could get that wintry mix with some sleet later on tonight. I'm just kind of hoping that it's just snow. And I'm hoping we get some. I'll take an inch or two is fine, but 3 is more fun. You can go sledding in 2 or 3 inches of snow. You can make snowmen and have snowball fights and do all the things. Oh, man, I'm looking forward to it. John, are you prepared to – do you have, like, the good winter gloves? Are you prepared to act?
That's good, man. That's good. I live in Florida.
I mean, I've got a – I've got two sleds. Gloves. I've got two ice scrapers. The cars will be fine. We've got the below freezing, you know, windshield wiper fluid. And I've got rock salt and gloves and a saucer. And I'm ready, man. Let's go. Let's go. Oh, it was so funny. I was at Publix last night, Bayou and Ninth, and they were packed. I was packed. And I had seen Walmart
still there.
I don't know. There was a lot of stuff that was missing.
Okay.
There was a lot of people scared for the snowpocalypse.
We're not going to make it.
Oh, man. Yeah, John Pickens got traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to let you know about right now. I-10 and I-110 are running smoothly. Even Highway 29 is starting to look good right now. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Here's today's Strength for Life.
Excuses are destroying your success. Luke 14 records the devastating effects of being an excuse maker. One man said that he couldn't attend the master's supper because he had to prove oxen, while another said he had purchased land that he must go see. Yet a third man had just married a wife and therefore he couldn't attend. Their excuses were cloaked in half-truths, nonsense, and self-will. As a result, the master invited the poor, halt, lame, and blind to his dinner. The self-willed people rejected the supper, but the desperate-hearted people received the supper. In the seats of the original invitees sat poor, halt, lame, and blind. If excuse makers don't want to enjoy the benefits that God provides, someone else will. You can choose your excuses, but you don't get to choose the consequences. So beware of being an excuse maker.
For more Strength for Life, check out our website at strengthforlife.church.
Sarah, Happy New Year. You look amazing. How are things with you and Mark?
Lisa, I can't thank you enough for telling me about Wave Men's Health. We've totally rediscovered each other. Mark's working out. Oh, and we're doing more as a family than laying around watching TV.
I told you, they're incredible. My husband and I had the same experience. It's like having that spark all over again, isn't it?
Exactly. It's more than the physical. It's the connection, the energy. It's the best gift we could have given ourselves.
This new year, make the resolution that changes it all. Wave Men's Health brings you proven options for ED, low testosterone, and enhancement. Reignite your drive, rebuild your confidence, and show up in the moments that matter most.
Here's to more love and more joy in the year ahead.
Cheers to that.
Book your appointment today at wavemenshealth.com or dial 850-266-7020. That's wavemenshealth.com or dial 850-266-7020. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
The biggest Ponzi scheme in history is going on right now, and it's being run by our own government. I'm Greg Merk, Republican for Congress. Every month, our government sells new U.S. treasuries, using the money to fund massive deficit spending and pay off older, maturing treasuries, borrowing new money to pay old investors while taking their cut in the middle. This is the very definition of a Ponzi scheme. People go to jail for this crime, but Washington has been doing it for decades, and they don't even hide it. With a background in finance, I understand economics, financial markets, and global economies. I know what's wrong in Washington, and I have a plan to fix it. And I served over two decades on active duty as a Navy pilot and Combat Air Force B-1 pilot with multiple tours in Iraq and Afghanistan. We live in the most military district in America. We must send a veteran to Washington, and no one in this race has more experience than me. On January 28th, vote Greg Merk for Congress. Send the Alpha to Washington and put Merk to work. I'm Greg Merk, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Greg Merk for Congress.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10, before WEAR TV News, on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Nimitz? Who's that?
A Russian trawler.
What's he want?
A big fish.
Girl, I was made.
First of all, Final Countdown is one of the greatest movies ever made. Number two, Why kiss? I have a friend who informed me about this the other day that the coldest day in Pensacola history was, you know?
The day of the Kiss concert?
That's it!
Ah, see, I put two and two together with that one.
This day in history, 1985. 40 years to the day, the Bay Center, or the Civic Center, as it was called back then, and people had to wait in line outside the Kiss concert for a couple of hours to get in. Crocus, and the friend who was telling me, has half of Paul Stanley's broken guitar from that show.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'll post a picture of it later. It's pretty amazing. Yeah, so 40 years to the day. Coldest day on record. We're not going to get that cold, but we might get the record snowfall for Florida. David Wayne's in the newsroom with a headline for us. David? He's listening to something else. No worries. He's monitoring the Fox Channel, I think. So, yeah, the coldest day in Florida history, in Pensacola history, 40 years ago today, and we could have the biggest snowfall, too, today in history.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. President Trump attends the National Prayer Service 11 a.m. Eastern at the National Cathedral in Washington, D.C. Fox's Jackie Heinrich at the White House.
Many of those executive orders focused on border security, freezing regulations, the environment and energy policy. He also pardoned about 1,500 people who were charged in the January 6th Capitol riot. Trump also revealed his administration's planning to impose 25% tariffs on Canada and Mexico.
That would kick in around February 1st. The family of now freed American Ryan Corbett confirms he's on his way back to the United States. Corbett was held for more than 2 years in Afghanistan by the Taliban. He was detained during a business trip in August of 2022. Taliban says Corbett and another U.S. citizen were released in return for Khan Mohammed, who was sentenced to two life terms in 2008. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio 92.3. Right now it is 30 degrees. We've got cloudy skies this morning in Pensacola, and a historic amount of snow might fall in our area here today.
Snow is coming. The cold is already here, as we can all feel when you walk outside. But we're kind of just at a wait and see right now. We're expecting historical snowfall amounts. Our record is 3 inches. And that record was set in 1895.
That is Escambia County Emergency Manager and Meteorologist Scotland Williams. And she says the county's been meeting with weather service officials leading up to the storm today. And they've increased staffing for public safety to keep an eye on the situation. She says Public Works even found a few snow plows, a little bit of salt and some sand for the roads. But they are asking people to stay off the roads if possible once that snow starts falling later today. Marco Rubio beginning his first full day on his new job. The former senator was sworn in yesterday as Secretary of State, the first member of President Trump's cabinet to pass confirmation. Trump congratulated Rubio on his unanimous confirmation. Trump said, quote, America is back and entering a golden age. Now, Florida Power and Light says they've been preparing for the for events such as the snowstorm today with extreme conditions, such as what we're expecting. They say there's a big increase in electrical demand, and that can put a strain on the power grid. But FPL does say they've got extra crews on call, and they plan to have enough trucks and hands on deck to help if there are any power grid issues here through the cold and the snow later today and tomorrow. They do have tips as well on their website for how to conserve energy while staying warm. Man has died after apparently shooting himself after shooting and injuring a woman in Escambia County. That happened on the 2200 block of Kingfisher Court on Saturday. Deputies say they were called to the scene where they found a woman with non-life-threatening injuries and a man in another room with critical injuries. Both were taken to the hospital. The man died. The woman is expected to recover. An investigation is ongoing. Well, as we brace for today's snowstorm, which could see several inches across the area, the Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office says their deputies will still be on duty and responding to calls, but they may not be out patrolling like they normally would.
They'll be sitting in their cars. You'll see them in the parking lot in different parts of Gulf Breeze or Navarre and everything. And then if they have to go somewhere, they go.
Okay.
But they're not going to be doing the routine patrolling like normal.
Sheriff Bob Johnson, he says they do have some deputies, though, that have come from northern states and are used to driving in the snow, and they may be out doing their routine patrols, but many of his deputies will not. Tampa may be hosting the College Football National Championship game in a few years. The Action Network reporting yesterday that Tampa has been chosen to host the 2029 game. Dallas was the original choice, but apparently they backed out due to some type of a scheduling issue. It would be Tampa's first time hosting that game since 2017. Next year's game will be in Miami. 735 at News Radio. John's got our traffic on the fives.
That's right. If you're traveling on Highway 29 and 9 Mile Road at that intersection going northbound and southbound, you're going to see some delays. Let's see. Also, 9 Mile Road around University Parkway, starting to see some delays there. I-10, I-110 looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
It could be a historic day on the Gulf Coast with snow showers moving in through the late morning afternoon hours. 2 to 5 inches of accumulation possible. Temperatures this afternoon below freezing, 31 and below. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 24. As we go into Wednesday, sunny skies, high near 38. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 25. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And right now we've got 30 degrees in Pensacola. 30 in Gulf Breeze, and 29 reported in Milton. Our next news at 8 o'clock. We've got breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. 58% of workers worldwide plan to look for a new job this year, according to LinkedIn. Although hiring will start to pick up in 2025, Bean encourages candidates to target roles in healthcare, engineering, finance, and oil and gas. Melania Trump has launched a meme coin called Melania. The coin was announced on the eve of Donald Trump being sworn in as the nation's 47th president of the United States. It comes days after President-elect Donald Trump launched his own meme coin, Official Trump. Government website reproductiverights.gov appeared to be offline on the eve of President Donald Trump's inauguration. The site, launched in 2022, contained information on access to abortion and reproductive health care and a Know Your Rights patient fact sheet. Futures are slightly higher. Friday, the Dow Industrials gained 334, the NASDAQ up 291, the S&P 500 up 59. Once again, futures are slightly higher. That's Your Money Now.
Hey folks, this is Jimmy Patronis, Florida's Chief Financial Officer. Now, I just received an amazing phone call a few weeks ago that I want to tell you about. President Trump called me and said, "Jimmy, I want you to run for Congress." Wow. Yes, the guy who just won a landslide victory defeating the crazy Democrats in Washington, the guy who just got shot, stood back up and said, "Fight, fight, fight." That guy. President Donald J. Trump told me to run for Congress. Well, my mama didn't raise a dummy. So my response to the president was a very simple, "Yes, sir." I will run, and we will enact President Trump's agenda. We will secure the border. We will get rid of the woke foolishness in Washington. It's an honor of a lifetime to have President Trump's endorsement. The president can count on me, and so can you. I'm Jimmy Patronis, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message. I'd be honored to have your support on January 28th, paid for by friends of Jimmy Patronis, Inc.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include 2 times Tuesday, 6 free shrimp added to the 6-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimptastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit Davis Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Hi, this is Terrence A. Gross. I've now practiced law for over 44 years. I'm proud to say that my 3 sons are my law partners. We have 5 offices throughout the Panhandle: Pensacola, Milton, Crestview, Fort Walton, and Navarre. If you have been injured due to the negligence of another, call us at 850-434-3333 or visit us on the web at grossandschuster.com.
Are you ready for a triple dose of wit, insight, and laughter? Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show from 11 to 2. Your daily dose of engaging conversation and hilarious banter. Join Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they tackle the biggest news stories, pop culture moments, and everything in between. They'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud from start to finish. Don't miss a minute of the fun. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show, 11 till 2 on News Radio Pensacola.
So you can see this continues here. There's 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. As we head toward 3, 4, it looks like snow will be continuing, probably tapering off around 7, 8, 9 o'clock tomorrow night. So we've got all afternoon where snow is expected to fall, and then the sun is back out there on Wednesday. It is going to be cold, too.
Yeah, that's what Alan Strom was saying last night. We could get 2 to 4 or 5 to 6 or, I mean, could be nothing. We could get no snow today. That's always a possibility. Or could be 3 feet, you know, I mean. Drifts, snowplows, whatever. 7:40 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Joining us here in studio, we have Escambia County Sheriff and long sleeve wearer, this is, Chip Simmons.
This is blizzard response, Chip.
You look it. Yeah. You look it. That's a pretty sharp. I love the long sleeve look. It's kind of different. So, how many layers outside. You got? How many layers you got on?
Is it? This is the only layer.
Just
I got.
That one?
I can't do a lot of layers.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
I don't plan on being outside that long.
Well, we'll get to the weather stuff in just a second. Let's cover a couple of the criminal incidents that we need to talk about before we get there. We had a couple who were arrested for a murder in Ferry Pass, but in September. Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah, we had a couple people that were arrested. In September, we got a report of shots fired, and we get there. There was a male that obviously had suffered from a gunshot wound, and he was deceased. But we continued our investigation. It was rather complicated because it involves boyfriends, ex-boyfriends, relationships, and so we the credit goes to our investigators because, again, a couple months later, we're still on it. Subsequently, they were able to establish probable cause and make the arrest. So we arrested two people in that case. Again, it's pretty complicated to really get into it right now, but I can, as you can imagine, relationships and ex-relationships and current boyfriends and all that sort of thing led to this particular homicide.
Drugs, criminal activity, and domestic entanglements.
Right.
That's the stuff, right?
Well, it's about two-thirds drugs and violence-related drugs, and about one-third are domestic.
Yeah, and I mean, unfortunately, mm-hmm. that's where we are. You know, just a thought occurred to me. I was actually watching a show the other day, and you reminded me of this, that they have on TV, they talk about, like, cold cases, which, mm-hmm. you know, that's true. It's an old case without a lot of data on it. They talk about, like, closed cases, like reopening the case. You don't reopen cases because you don't close a murder ever, right?
Well, we don't close them. What we call, we inactivate them.
Okay.
It's not, and what that really means is they stay in the desk. We're still looking for it. But what it means is we have exhausted all of the existing.
You've run leads. Everything down, yeah.
Yeah. All of the tests are back. All the prints are in, the blood work, the DNA test results. You've interviewed everyone you can conceivably interview. And then usually it takes about 6 to 7 months for that to happen. And then they'll put that to side. And then they'll look at it, usually about the 1 year mark, the anniversary mm-hmm. mark. So when we say cold cases, there's really no, it becomes cold after a certain period of time.
Right.
It just means that they're inactivated.
And still, even after that, you'll bring in cold case experts and you'll do things periodically to
right.
fresh eyes on an old problem and see if anything has changed or if technology changes.
Which technology is a big thing.
Yeah.
A lot of the DNA stuff that we can do now, we weren't able to do before. So we go back and look at all the evidence because, like you said, we keep all the reports. We don't, we never get,
you
rid
never
of
give
reports.
Up on a homicide.
Right. Right. Even if it's 40 years old or 50 years old, if we can clear it, even if the suspect, is deceased, even the witnesses may be deceased, if there was some sort of a DNA connection to them, and with this ancestry.com, we can do a lot of things that we used to not used to be able to do.
Yeah.
So yeah, we will still investigate those if we get new information, and we'll still try to clear them.
They also had and thank God this was only an attempted, but you had an attempted murder suicide, right?
Speaking of domestic,
yeah,
that we were talking about, we had a We had a dude that ended up shooting his
Kingfisher Court. Is that where this was? Right. Okay.
She's going to survive, fortunately. Then he took his own life. So it's technically a suicide and an attempted homicide.
And we obviously we know all the facts in that case, and she's going to be okay, which is the best news about that story.
Absolutely.
Period. All right. Let's talk about weather, because obviously the cold is here. The cold has been here and is going to be here for a couple of days. But we got expectation of snow, possible wintry mix. You heard from the EOC, the Emergency Operations Center in Escambia County. They're going to a level 2. They're normally a level 3. Level 2 is partial activation. Paying attention a little bit more. What is your agency doing differently today and tomorrow?
Yeah, well, we have only essential personnel, and we're concerned about our employees, non-essential employees, support staff mostly. But
that's today and tomorrow?
That's today and tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah, we do. We typically go with what the school district goes by, because they don't want to close only for good cause. And
they're getting an early spring
kids.
Break, by the way. They got Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday off in both counties.
Yeah, snow days.
Yeah, right.
Snow days in
Pensacola.
In Pensacola. It's obviously rare. We're doing the same thing. We will have more deputies on the street, obviously. All of our school resource officers will be out there in full force. They'll be in out patrolling. All of our courthouse deputies will be those with marked cars will be out there. So we'll have
because courts and schools are closed, you have available resources, right?
Yeah,
the SROs don't have to go to school, so
correct.
Right? So
yeah, which is what they do in the summertime, as well. But a lot of times, summertime they're burning leave and that sort of thing. But we'll have all of our investigators, all of our typically those that wear plain clothes, they'll wear a uniform. They may not be in a marked car, but we can still use them if we need to. It's kind of what we do for the hurricanes if it's a low level hurricane.
I thought it was kind of interesting yesterday. Sheriff Johnson said that they've kind of got two tiers of deputies on patrol today. One tier are those who are like from Florida and don't know how to drive in the snow, and they're positioned around the county waiting to see if anything happens to respond to it. And then tier two is, he didn't say it this way, I'm saying it this way, was people who are from the north and they have experience driving in the snow and they are actually patrolling, but that's in an effort to keep their own deputies safe. Are you guys doing anything like that in the afternoon when the snow is going to be on the ground?
I have a lot of confidence our deputies can drive in the snow. we do pursuits driving. We drive in the rain. I
didn't start this.
I'm just saying I don't but I have no idea who's from the north and who's from the south.
All right.
And I can tell you that the overwhelming majority of our deputies are from the Escambia County area.
Yeah.
We like to hire them local. So.
Well, I'm from Chicago. You could put me in charge of patrol response today.
Okay. All right. Are you available by phone?
John Pickett's got traffic on the 5s.
No accidents to let you know about right now. I-10 and I-110 are flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the phone.
Hey, I got sleds and ice scrapers and some salt, so I'm ready. I'm ready to help any way I can. All right, seriously, people are worried. People are, I'm from the north. This doesn't worry me at all. In fact, my wife made fun of me because I had almost internalized the Florida mindset. 2 inches, am I going to be able to get to work? And she's like, where are you from again? Oh yeah. So, but really, people don't know.
I grew up here, and I'm excited.
Uh-huh.
Let's do this. I'm more excited for others because people are so looking forward to.
If it doesn't happen, massive disappointment.
I know.
God! And plus, we closed the world. We closed the world for 2 days, and if it doesn't snow,
it could be sunny in 45 for all we know.
Oh, no.
I'm not as much concerned. Obviously, we're cautious, and we have a lot of manpower out there for the snow as I am the ice on potential ice on Wednesday. You're talking about driving. I'm confident we can drive in the snow.
Right.
I'm not confident anyone can really drive in the ice.
If you
look at the people,
especially
up north,
if it's snow
every day,
on ice,
they can't drive on the black ice either.
That's right.
No one tires just don't grip.
There's
on those,
no skill to save you on the ice. You just go where the car's going.
Exactly. You're at the will of the ice itself.
That's right.
And as long as people understand that, and we're gonna, in fact, I'm gonna meet with my guys here in about 30 minutes, and again remind them. And I know our deputies will be, we've heard, we know it's going to be slippery.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. It doesn't happen very much in Pensacola. Enjoy yourself, but do it in your yard. Don't get out and drive around and risk, injury to yourself. Because, we'd have to get a call or the highway patrol get a call or record driver, I guess, get a call and try to pull you out of a ditch because your car's spun out.
And I hate to say it, unfortunately, but, kids think it'll be fun to get out and play in their cars in the snow. I mean, older kids.
Yeah, doing donuts and that sort of thing in a road.
Yeah, no, it's not a great idea. Let's
but,
talk
but
about...
But that happens in Chicago, too.
It does. just, no doubt.
Just so we're clear, Mr. Illinois.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I'm wearing my sweatshirt today, too, because we didn't win anything else. Let's talk about bridges and roads. I know the city was out putting stuff down to prepare. FDOT was out. You know, the county was out sanding and all this kind of stuff, and they're waiting. But the basic rule of bridges is... When FDOT tells you, then you close it, right?
Yeah. Now, if we see a bridge that's too slippery to go across, and there's a lot of bridges in Escambia County.
Right.
But we have I've just got off the phone with Chief Hobbs, and we got all the numbers, contact numbers to contact the county, go and put the barricades out. So we'll stand by. I mean, we can close a bridge. If it's unsafe to traverse a bridge, we'll stop cars from mm-hmm. going across the bridge. We're smart enough to do that. You know, we go by this common sense. Let's use your head here and not let cars just run into a slick pack of ice on a bridge.
And to remind people, because we don't think about this all that often, bridges ice first. I mean, right. That's the air flowing under. If it's cold, and it is cold and will be cold, then bridges can be... It's not just that it's a hill like Three Mile Bridge. It's that there's a hump and there could be frozen conditions, which is why you're paying attention, right?
Especially the bridges on the central and north end, which aren't used as much. So, mm-hmm. I mean, so there's one or two cars an hour. You know, it may cover, especially in the snow. The ones that, like the Three Mile Bridge, there's going to be cars going over that yep. quite a bit. But there's going to be a number of people watching these bridges. There's going to be every county employee that's out there, all the sheriff's office employees, fire and ambulance services will be out there. You know, highway patrol, everyone's going to be monitoring these roadways and making notifications of the proper authorities, the state authorities, the county, or even the city authorities, and say, hey, you know, you got a problem here with this particular bridge.
And I think part of the reason that we really did shut the world down for 2 days here in Pensacola is out of the concern that, well, if the bridges get closed because there's ice, because even if it's just snow, if it doesn't come down wintry mix, it doesn't, you know, melt and freeze, even snow, if people drive on it, compresses, becomes ice. I mean, that's right. The problem, right? You can make the ice out of the snow. And so the concern is that getting around the area can be challenging, and we just want to give people as few reasons to be in danger as possible, right?
Absolutely. Again, a lot of it comes down to common sense, and it shouldn't take a genius to figure out that we're cautioning everyone to, if you don't have to drive, don't drive. Mm-hmm. Because I remember the ice storm we've had, 11 years mm-hmm. ago now, and you're surprised at how little traction you get on a car. Mm-hmm. And you're... Even though Florida is relatively flat, there are hills in Escambia County.
And in the north end especially, super hilly.
And 9th Avenue right there around the yep. mall. It's difficult to stop on the way down.
You don't think about the kind of undulating geography, the hilly geography, until it's a problem. And then when it's a problem, it's too late. That's the challenge. You don't think about it, right?
Exactly. And I just got a text to remind everyone. It's the Chief Flatter just said, hey, remind people that if they go sightseeing, you know, because a great picture would be snowfall on Pensacola Beach, right? It'd be great. But if you're out there and we have to shut that bridge down, what
you're staying
stuck.
There.
So, yeah, you know, because you can't get back in. I
guess no, that's a good note.
Go a long way. But even then, Navarre, there's going to be a lot of. If we have bridges shut down, then Santa Rosa County and mm-hmm. they'll have bridges shut down as well. So
I did want to
don't sightsee.
Any other notes you want to make about the weather, what you guys are doing? Oh, I did have a question. How do canines handle this? Because we know dogs being in the cold is bad. Paws, you know, mm-hmm. it's bad for them. They don't get to wear mittens. So what do you do with dogs when it's cold like this?
Well, again, they mostly stay in the car. And then when we use them, they're dogs are frisky. You know,
yeah.
they'll like the cold weather. It's much like we do with a hot weather. The handlers are trained to pay close attention to the condition of their dog. In really extreme heat and humidity, you know, they'll rotate dogs quite a bit, and we'll do the same thing with the canines, and we'll make use of our drone program. I mean, if we have someone that's run into a wooded area, or if someone needs tracking, we can put our drones up, and maybe limit the search area for our canines. Obviously, we're going to pay attention to our canine partners.
Absolutely. Last question for you, just because I know this is a big important issue for you.
Everything is a big important issue for me.
So you were mentioning Pensacola Beach. To the south of Pensacola Beach, there's a large body of water. The name of that body of water is the Gulf of?
Gulf of Mexico.
Cool. Success. Even after
Well,
yesterday,
I mean, I just...
The president says it's the Gulf of America.
Yeah, I don't know that it really matters what I call it. Here's what we usually call it the Gulf. You know, you always
right.
say you're
you
going
know,
fishing
you don't say the last part. You just say it's the Gulf. That's
so
right.
I would just call it the Gulf.
Okay. See, I am stirring something up here. Anyway, Sheriff Jim Simmons, thanks for always keeping us informed. Thanks for keeping us safe. And we certainly hope everybody is well-behaved for the next couple of days and really forever, quite frankly. Thank Absolutely. You, sir. We'll talk to you next week.
You bet. Y'all take care.
7:54 here on News Radio 92.3. Oh, I have tickets to give away. Finally, a moment when I can do this. Tickets to give away for, we've got Senior Bowl tickets, right? So this is on February 1st in Mobile. I've got a pair of tickets. Caller number 4, 437-1620, 437-1620. I'm Andrew McKay.
Let's get our traffic on the fives real quick. No accidents to let you know about right now. Looking at I-10, I-110 are looking good. Start seeing some delays if you're at the intersection of 9 Mile and Highway 29 in the north and southbound lanes there, so just be aware of that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
I'm Michael Dylan Thompson, Republican candidate for Congress here in District 1 of Florida. I'm a proud Pensacola native, first-generation college student, and a Yale Law graduate. But it was when I was working at the cookie store in Cordova Mall as a teenager, helping my family pay the bills, that I truly learned the value of hard work. Now, I'm running for Congress to do what the establishment has failed to do. I promise to end this homeowner's insurance nightmare, streamline access to veterans' benefits, and take education back local. I'm bringing new ideas along with fresh, conservative leadership right when we need it most. On January 28th, elect a hometown leader you can trust and send your lawyer to Washington to fight for you. I'm Michael Dylan Thompson, and I will be honored to earn your vote. I encourage you to learn more about what I stand for and see early voting locations. Please visit mdt4congress.com. That's mdt4congress.com.
Paid for and approved by Michael Dylan Thompson, Republican for Congress.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out how this Thursday morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information about this Thursday morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Since 1988, Volkswagen drivers have come to Feedmore Imports on New Warrington Road for the distinctive style, innovative design, and value of VW offers. This year, the tradition continues with the all-electric ID. Buzz. This highly anticipated new VW has arrived and is waiting for you to experience today. The ID. Buzz joins the VW lineup, including the family-sized Atlas and the Atlas Cross Sport SUV. Both models are available with 1.9% financing for 60 months, or choose a $4,500 discount on the Atlas and $4,000 off the Atlas Cross Sport. And the 2024 Tiguan has 0% financing for 60 months or $3,000 in rebates. They all share VW's distinctive and innovative design, and they're all at Feedmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices.
Discounts are a standalone offer, not to be combined with special APR rate. Volkswagen Financial Services with qualifying credit. Offers expire March 3rd, 2025.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
There she is. Yep. There's Eleanor.
Morning, 7:58 News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's great to have you with us this morning. By the way, I have a comprehensive list of closures for, which is kind of everything, on our Facebook page if you want to check it out there, updated as we get new information. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, President Trump signed an executive order pardoning about 1,500 people that were convicted of the January 6th riots yesterday. He called them hostages, also signed commutations of sentences for six defendants. This morning, he'll be spending part of the day in church. The newly inaugurated president and vice president are scheduled to attend the National Prayer Service at the Washington National Cathedral. And the IRS is reportedly cracking down on side hustles this year when you file your taxes. So tax experts are warning to make sure you're putting down all of your income.
If you make it, you report it. Right?
That's the way that works. That's what they're saying.
That's definitely the way that works. All right, we'll be back in just a minute. Stick around. Thanks so much for listening.